like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time, the documentary we're doing today for Sama, nominated for Best Documentary.
I would say of all the documentaries I've ever seen, this is probably the one with the least high-end production values.
For sure.
But there's a very good reason for that. And you can hardly fault the filmmaker because it takes place in the middle of Aleppo during the now 9-year Syrian war, civil war. It also takes place specifically and most intently during the 6-month siege of Aleppo before Aleppo was evacuated. The other thing I found very intriguing about it, and I don't know if you feel the same, is that it is a rare view of what it's like to live during a war from a woman's point of view.
There are forces here beyond bombs. She has a new baby.
Yes.
They have a hospital that's the only one out of 9 left. Her husband is a doctor. He is just absorbed in trying to save lives. She is helping, and she also has her own agenda. She wants to film it. It's a part of the resistance. Assad is just closing in on them.
Assad and what started out as peaceful revolution demonstrations and wanting to see change and wanting to see freedom. It takes place during time what starts as peaceful demonstrations, and then the government or regime, as it's referred to, wants to have none of it because it's a threat to their power.
Yep.
In addition to that element, you've also got then ISIS forces and Russian forces taking advantage of the breakdown in society.
Exactly.
Wanting to exert their power in the region. And I think what this film shows is, even though the doctor, Hamza, and the wife.
And she's also the filmmaker.
And she is the filmmaker here. They really are bearing witness to what is happening.
They decide to go back to Aleppo without even being conscience-stricken, knows that they have to leave because the Russians are helping and they're bombing everything. They decide to stay. Incredible. And here she has a new baby, and she tells us so many times how she is dooming her baby.
Yeah.
You know, what have I done to you? They have that youthful attitude toward revolution.
And what happens is, after the 6-month siege, with rudimentary supplies, rudimentary methods, their first hospital is bombed out.
I can't think of another documentary that felt so real to me, even to the jiggling cameras when she's just trying to catch, with bombs exploding all over the place, little kids stepping outside and being killed by bombs. I've never felt as if I really understood what was happening in Syria. I know that we have withdrawn, and I can only guess what that means. The fact that we're no longer, I think we have some sense of what it means to be under despots for a few years.
I think what made the film really strong was it's not just a documentary about the impact of bombs and wars, but there's her real story. Start to document the revolution on her cell phone just feels compelled to bear witness. It's so easy to identify with her. She's falling in love. She marries the man she loves. Somehow in the midst of the civil war, she finds a wedding dress, and he finds a tuxedo, and they get married.
Now there's one scene, Mary, that is so powerful. It's the C-section. I've never seen anything like that.
They bring her into Hamza's hospital, and the staff worked so hard to save not only the mother, but the baby as well.
Yes.
And just the reality of removing this child from the womb.
Holding it up, full screen.
Rubbing its back as hard as they can, providing CPR.
It's a certain metaphor for their hope of bringing new life. Not only difficult to watch, but it is lovely to watch. Mary, the passage in the car out of Aleppo is as good as any thriller you have ever seen.
Absolutely.
So, Mary Urena, the film is For Sama. And what grade do you award it?
Such a strong A. And I would encourage our listeners to seek it out.
This is a solid A, great film, For Sama.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.